Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. I'm your host, Matt Pilger. Joining me in the studio, Mark DeJanes, business owner here in Mexico. I want to say good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in
here.
You were a bit of a newsmaker here over the last month.
It seems that way, yeah.
Indeed. You are going to be awarded the C.R. Stribling Award from the Chamber of Commerce. It's the highest award that they give out annually. Kind of your thoughts a little bit about this whenever you found out that you were going to be receiving this award.
Honestly, I was shocked. I've been involved with the Chamber in different levels, and I've been to many of the award shows, but never, or not shows, but award dinners, and never featured myself as being on that end of the receiving end of it. So,
who gave you the news that
Dana Keller and Kim Seidensugar called me?
Yeah,
jointly.
Uh-huh.
And,
I
wear my emotions on my sleeve, and I cry very easily. So. I cried.
All right. Well, it has to be quite the honor, your peers recognizing you for this. Let's tell people a little bit about yourself. For people that don't know Mark DeJanes, tell everybody about yourself a little bit.
Well, I moved here in 1991. I followed my sister. We're originally from a little town called Timewell, Illinois. It's about 45 miles east of Quincy. And she moved here, and in 91, I just kind of wanted to be closer to her, and she has three children, and wanted to be involved in their lives, and came here, and it just kind of happened. You meet a group of people who make you feel welcome and make you feel at home, and this is now home.
Absolutely. So do you start up a business right away here in Mexico?
No, actually, I worked in several different areas. I worked in retail, and I worked in the restaurants. I worked for C.C. Sawyers when he was here. I worked at Stage. I went to cosmetology school at the Votech under Cindy Woolridge, and graduated in 96. And I worked at a salon for about a year, and then from there, I opened my first salon. And I've had three salons total since I've been here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then the Mark Salon has been the one that stuck.
Yeah, sure,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk a little bit about going to school over at the Votech. What was that experience
it
like?
It was incredible. Cindy was and is a wonderful person, a great teacher. I credit a lot of what I know and what I do to her. And I'm still in contact with some of the girls that I went to school with. At that time, it was just a post-secondary program. So it was only people who were older. And now they, Christopher, he is now the teacher there, and he's doing a wonderful job. And so I've been involved with him as far as
the program.
The program and kind of where they need to go and keeping up with the times. And it was a great experience, and I can't speak highly enough about the whole program.
Yeah, do you have some of the people that have graduated from that program? Have they worked for you in the past, or
yes,
are they working
actually,
for you now?
Three of the girls went to work for me out of school, and they've all gone on. One is still doing hair in Colombia, and actually one is a client of mine now. And but she's everybody, for the most part, I think everybody else has kind of gone on to different things.
Sure. What's your best advice to somebody who's going to cosmetology school as to how to be successful in that business?
Love what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if it's this from the time I was little, this is what I've always wanted to do. My sister's dolls got haircuts quite often, and so I had to use my allowance to replace her dolls, which then I felt like since I paid for them, I should be able to cut their hair again. And I either want to do this or I want to be an interior decorator. And so, you know, I never really work. My clients are my friends, and, I'm kind of a workhorse. I work about 12 to 14 hours a day. And it's not work.
When do you take a break? Do you get a day off that that you can just kind of, you know, relax a little bit and not have to deal?
Well, I don't relax well.
No, you don't.
No, I always have something planned and something scheduled. I have been so blessed with just my life in general. I have about 150 clients that book a year at a time. They like a specific date and a specific time, and so I have a helper, Tona Caldwell, worked for me as a receptionist for years, and she's retired, but she still comes in about once or twice a month and kind of helps keep me in line, and she helps with my schedule. But I have kind of had to play a game with myself. Days of the month that duplicate the number of the month, so January 1st, February 2nd, March 3rd, I take those days off.
Really?
And I take the 2nd of every month off.
Any particular reason for that?
Because it hops around the calendar. It hops around the days of the week. So I'm never affecting one person. So if I take the first Monday of a month and you have a scheduled appointment on a Monday, I'm going to be affecting your schedule. And so I try not to, I try never to rearrange and deviate too far from the plan.
Yeah, have a set schedule and, you know, very, very nice. Yeah.
I can, it's kind of sad. I can tell you what I'm going to be doing a year from today.
You are booked that far out?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Well, I know that you're involved in several organizations in Mexico. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, let's take a break. Let's come back. Let's talk about that. We're speaking with Mark DeJanes. He is going to be the C.R. Stribling Award recipient here very, very soon. He's our guest this morning on KXCO's Meet the Community.